Zogt die Gemara daf lamed tes omed aleph, four lines from the bottom. Omer evchir ba ashi pas tznuma b'ka'oro. Pas tznuma zogt Rashi yevesho, dry bread. Shen nosna b'ka'oro, you put it into a dish, lishrois, v'chein tznumois dakois. You want to have dry bread to become soft again, you soak it into a dish of water. Or if you have broken pieces, breklich, pieces of bread, tznumois. So the halacha is, you still make a hamoitzi, even though it's bread that's soaked, it's falling apart, or pieces of breklich of bread, the bracha remains hamoitzi. Zog the Gemara, u'pliga de Rebchia. This statement of Rebchia ba'ashi argues on Rebchia. The Omer Rebchia, tzorich shetich lebracha im ha'pas. When you make the bracha, when you make the hamoitzi, we're talking about a regular weekday, not on Shabbos, a regular weekday when you make hamoitzi, lechem in ha'oretz, so you finish the bracha while you are peiris the pas, that means while you're finishing hamotzi lechem in the oretz, at that time you peiris the pas simultaneously together with the end of the bracha. But we see al kaponim that when you start the bracha by baruch, you weren't peiris the pas yet. It has to be shleimo. So how could it be that pas tznuma, which Rashi says is either tznuma is dakos or dry bed that you soaked into water that became broken apart, you can make hamotzi on it? Reb Chiya says clearly, that you have to make the bracha, and when you finish the bracha, that's when you break the bread. Seems to imply that broken pieces, you do not make hamotzi lechem in oretz on. Now, Tosis right away by Varns, what are we talking about? We're saying, Reb Chiya ba'ashi says that broken pieces of bread, you make hamotzi, and it argues on Reb Chiya that says that you finish the bracha, you're supposed to only cut it at the end of the bracha. So what are we talking about? What case? Are we talking about that there are shleimus? It's only talking about prusos? Zok Tosis. What are we talking about? If we're talking about that there is a shalom in front of him, the Gemara is soon going to say in Amid Beis that everyone agrees that when you have a question of making a bracha on a whole piece of bread, a bilkula, or a broken piece of bread, shalom is adif. So then why would he say that tznuma, you make hamotzi on the tznuma if you have a shalom in front of you? If you have a full bilkula and a broken piece, of course you make a bracha on the shalom. And if you only have a broken piece of bread, and that's the case of Reb Chiya ba'ashi. So hechi polagala Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya doesn't argue that. Reb Chiya says that you're not allowed to make a bracha on hamotzi on a broken piece. Reb Chiya just says that when you have a sholem, make the bracha and only break it at the end of the bracha. He doesn't argue that you don't make a bracha on a broken piece of bread. He's not arguing that metzias. So Gemara hechi polagala Reb Chiya. Homaskinon le'el. We said the Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin already said purin, even broken piece of bread. Even if there's no kazayis, as long as it looks like bread, you make a bracha on purin. Reb Chiya doesn't argue on that din. So what are we saying? Opligat Reb Chiya. They're talking about different cases. If Reb Chiya ba'ashi is talking about a case where there is shleimin, so why would he not make a bracha on a shalim? If he's talking about a case where there's only tznumin, so Reb Chiya doesn't argue that you make a hamotzi on purin. V'yei shleim ha'zaktesis the yisoy ne'machlekes is, what does it mean? Opligat Reb Chiya k'goin di'ika shleim ha'lefonof. There is a shalom in front of him. There's a bilkel in front of him, and there's a broken piece. Ubotza min atznuma, and he cuts the broken one, and he makes the bracha and the p'tzi on the tznuma. Rav Chiya ba'ashi savar to have a k'moy shleima me'achashi chaviva mevorcholel. Since he enjoys, he has a more bigger preference. It's more preferable for him to eat the broken bread. You come to a simcha, and you have in front of you a bilkel, and then you have a cut piece of bread, a delicious hot sourdough challah that's cut. So now the question is, what do you make the bracha on? On that, Reb Chiya ba'ashi says, you can make on the tznuma, you can make on the broken one. Why? Because chaviv, it's chaviva alav, and chaviva overrides that it's sholem. That's Reb Chiya ba'ashi svara. And that's nekuda pligi Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya svile, tzorech shetich lebracha mapas, that you have to finish the bracha and only then break the bread, meaning while you're finishing the bracha, v'imkein be'inon shetich la'abracha in betzias hapas, you have to always try to make the bracha and only break it at the end of the bracha. And since this case of a broken piece of sourdough bread is broken beforehand, so shleima odif, it's preferable to make the bracha on the shleima so you can be betzeya at the end of the bracha. And that is the machloikas. Do you say chaviv odif or do you say shalom odif? Avali leka shleima. But if there is no shalom in front of him, then there is no machloikas. Moidesh yevarech al ha'purim. Everyone agrees. Reb Chiya also agrees you make a bracha on broken piece of bread. And you make hamoitzi lechem in oretz on purin. So zaktaitis, the machloikas is, if there's a shalom before of and the purin are chaviv, so Reb Chiya ba'ashi says, chaviv odif, And Rav Chiya says that no, sholem odif kedesh etich lebrochim apas.
Zog the Gemara vaito, maskiv lo rove, fragt rove the following question. Maish not tznuma deloi. What's the reason that Rav Chiya says they do not make a brocha on the tznuma? Because you have to be tich lebrochim apas, that you have to be poiris while you are cutting at the end of the cutting. The reason why you don't do it, tznuma, why? The loy mishum dechikal yebrocha prusik okalya. When you finish the brocha, it's already broken. Dechikal yebrocha prusik okalya. Ala pas nami ki go gomra prusik gomra. The Gemara is asking, this whole presumption doesn't make sense. You're saying that the reason why Reb Chiya says that you make the brocha on the shleima, why? Because we want it to be that at the end of the brocha, you only cut it then, but at the end of the day, at the end of the bracha, it's cut. When you say amoytzi lechem in a oritz, by the time you say oritz, it's a cut piece of bread. So then, what's the difference between making a bracha on a broken piece of bread or on a cut piece of, or on a whole piece of bread? Both of them, it's going to be cut at the end of the day before you finish the end of the bracha. So what's the maila in making the bracha on the sholem? If you anyways, bishlam, if you only cut it like we do on Shabbos, we only cut the lechem mishnah after the bracha, so then you made a bracha on the sholem. But if Reb Chiya is saying now, that tzorich shetich lebrochim apas, that you do the finishing of the, you start the cutting at the end of the brocha, and that's when you cut. So then at the end of the day, maish not tznuma, the reason why tznuma not, because at the end of the brocha you don't have a sholem, well, even when you make on the sholem, you're not going to have a sholem at the end of the brocha. It's also going to be a prus at the end.
Avdem entered the Gemara, Elo, the flametesam at the base. Elo marove, mevorech v'achach b'itzea. You're right. Rav is saying, not like we said before in the Chiyah, you make the bracha first, like we do on Shabbos. You make the bracha first, and only then you're b'tzeya the pas, only then you cut it. So there's a mila with the sholem that the end of the day, the end of the bracha, you have a sholem. Because the b'tzeya only takes place after the bracha. Zogmo nahaydoi after the Chiyah. Nahaydoi did like a Chiyah, that they were tichle bracha ima pas. That means they cut it while they were finishing off the bracha. The Rabbonon Abdi Kerova, that you only b'tzeya after the bracha. And the reason why to only do it afterwards, it's a covet of the bracha, not to do something while you're cutting. And the reason maybe why Nahidoy did like Reb Chiya is because like this, there's less of a hefsek zman that you started cutting already before the end of the bracha, so after the bracha, there's less of a hesach hadas to start cutting. That's taka the reason why us, but even by lechem mishnah, where we cut afterwards, we'll see soon the toises, we taka cut afterwards, but we make a simen, so like this, there will be less of a hesach hadas, less of a hefsek after the bracha for the cutting, so you can cut right away and you know where to start from. Because the part that might be hesach hadas is to start the cutting. Once you already started, so you're removing that time of hesach hadas. So kaponim, we have a machlokes over here. Nahidoy did like Reb Chiya, and they started cutting it towards the end of the bracha. Rabbona Abdi Kerova. Omer Ravina, Omer Li Eim. Ravina said that my mother told me, Avucha, because he was a Yosim. So his mother recanted what his father's minig was, which he doesn't remember. Avucha Ovid Reb Chiya. Your father used to do like Reb Chiya. That means finish the bracha, and at the end of the bracha, start cutting. The Omer Reb Chiya tzoch shetich lebrochim apas. The Rabbonon Abdi Kerova, the Rabbonon did like Rova, the Hilchas, and that's what we pass Kentucky, Kerova, the Oma Mevorech Vacher Beitzea. First you make the Brocha, you finish the Brocha, and only then are you Mafrish, and only then are you Beitzea, only then do you cut the bread after you finish the Brocha. So like this, the Brocha, even the end of the Brocha, is on a Pashalim.
Zok Toises, the Hilchas, the Kerova, the Mevorech Vacher Beitzea, that you make the Brocha first, and only then do you cut. Pirush, what's the reason you only cut afterwards? Shall yafresh aprusim in a pas ad acha brocha, to have the bread bilkul complete until after the brocha. So like this, you make a brocha on a sholem. V'yesh noyagin levorech, but there are those, and there are those that taka make the brocha birch samoitzi koydem shiachtech. Meaning, like we just said, that you make the brocha before the cutting. So like this, the brocha is on a complete bilkul of bread. Kadesh di apas shleima b'shas brocha. V'ena minig nochen lasis kein. Toys says that lemaisa, at least in the weekday, this is not so correct, because then what happens is there's a hesach hadas after the brocha that you start cutting only now. Shabbos is different. We'll see, because it didn't lechem mishnah. But Toys is talking about in the weekday, it's not nochen lasis kein, because you want to minimize hesach hadas of after the brocha to the achila. So make the brocha while you're doing the brocha, start cutting it already then. As there's a Toys. Miu.
even though we're saying this svara to be a mite in Hesach Hadas, the Shabbos nochan lahachmer ulevorech koyim shiachrich. Shabbos, you make sure to make the bracha before you start cutting. Sheloi tishomed yodel liftzoya koydem shetich la bracha. Do not start cutting before you finish the bracha. Shaz lo ye lo lechem mishnah. You're lacking lechem mishnah. If you cut beforehand, there's not lechem mishnah anymore. Even you have to wait till even the people answer Amen. That's a chelik of the bracha. But on Shabbos you wait. Now, the minhag that we do on Shabbos is that even though we only cut it afterwards, but we do make a simen, like it's brought down in the poskim, that's in order to be memayit in the hetzach hadas that you would have. On the one hand, you want to make sure it's sholem. On the other hand, you want to be memayit in Hesach Hadas. So you make a hecker, and for like this, it's nicker to continue cutting to be memayit in the Hesach Hadas. So this is what the Mogen Avraham brings taka in Reish Ayin Dalet, b'shem d'shlo, then on Shabbos, you make this reshime of the sakin, like this, you memayit in the hefsik. A couple of, but we do see that that's not a chison in Lechem Mishnah, because even though there is some type of cut, this pirurin, this light pirurin that falls off, doesn't take away the din of Lechem Mishnah. Even in the weekday, the Taz says clearly in Kuf Samach Zayin that it's there's an adifus maybe to start cutting before the end of the bracha to be mamayit in the hefsek, because there's no din lechem mishnah in the weekday, so there's no chisaron be'etzim. But he says avada, even if you only cut afterwards medina, it's not called the hefsek. The cutting, it's all tzorich d'achila. Then Tosis says another svara. V'yesh mevim raya shetzoch l'sayim ha'brocha kodim sheyivtza. There's another raya that you should make the bracha before you start cutting. Why? That you only make the bracha while when you're cutting. If you're going to cut before you make the bracha, like we had before in Tosis, if the piece that you're cutting and you only make the bracha after, if you make the bracha before you cut, and now the bracha is on everything. But if you cut first, and then the bracha is on that specific piece that you cut. So if you cut first, and the bracha is on that specific piece, so if that piece now falls on the floor, and becomes soiled, and you can't eat it anymore, so you have to make another bracha now, because you cut already, so then the bracha was specifically on that piece, not on the rest of the challah. So then, if it falls, and you can't eat that, you have to cut another piece and make a new bracha. So the first one was a bracha levatola. My second, if you only cut after the bracha, so then the bracha is going to go on everything, because it wasn't cut yet, on the whole brach, on the whole challah. So then there will be less of a chashash of brach levatola in case it falls. So Tosis, v'yesh, shemevim raish, etzoch l'sayim ha-brach ha-koyim sheyivtza, from the fact that Rabbi Chiya says in Yerushalmi, that you only poiris, shem yifrois koyim ha-brach ha-shemetipal ha-prusim yodoy, v'le yuchal lecha prus ha-cheres, you won't be able to take that piece, sheyivtza b'le brach, unless take another piece, you may make a brach on another piece. El yitzach lachzal avorich, v'yesh kan brach levatola. But if you make the bracha on the whole bread before you cut it, and you can't cut before the bracha, then im tipol, and even if a piece falls now and you take another piece, you won't have to make another bracha. Because your bracha was on everything. Meaning if you cut first and then you make the bracha, so then the bracha is on the piece that you cut and not on the rest of the loaf. Mashenger, if you make the bracha before you cut, so the bracha is on the whole loaf. So even if you cut down and it falls and you can't use it, if you take another piece, you won't need another bracha. That's another reason why only to cut after the bracha.
Zog the Gemara weiter, Itmal, heviu lifneim ptitin v'shleimin. If they brought in front of you ptitin, broken pieces of bread, breklach pieces, v'shleimin, and a full bilkla. Ravuna mevorech al ha'ptitin. Ravuna says you make a bracha on the ptitin, and it's sufficient to pater the sholem u'poites ha'shleimin. V'Rabbi Yochanan omar, no, shleim ha'mitzah min ha'mufcher. The best thing is to make the bracha on the sholem. Meaning, according to Ravuna, there is no maila in the sholem. You can make the mevorech the ptitin, and you're good with that. You can pater the shleimim. Rabbi Yochanan argues in Ravuna, and he says shleim is mitzah min ha'mufcher. Meaning, there's a maila in shleim is a pas when it comes to the bracha, and you make a bracha on the sholem.
Zog the Gemara, there is no machlokes. However,
aval prusa shel chitin, if you have a broken piece of chitin versus shleimish min nesa'irin, a shleim is made out of barley bread, which is much of a lower grade bread, then divrei hakol mevorech al prusa, then everyone agrees that there's no mila in the sholem. Then of course the chitin override the sholem of sa'irin. Everyone agrees mevorech al prusa shel chitin upoites ha'shleima. Even Rabbi Yechonin says that you do not go make the bracha on the sholem seirim, but rather on the prusa of chitin. Zok di gemara, Aber Prus Shalchitin Vishleim Minas Eurin, die wir hakum avorch ala Prus Shalchitin, u poites Hashleim Shalse Eurin. Om Rabbi Yehme Ba'abe, ke Tanoi. This is a machloikes Tanoim. Sogt Rashi, ho da amret Prus Shalchitin, Vishleim Shalse Eurin. If you have a Prus of Chitin and a Shleim Seirin, we're saying now everyone agrees that you make a bracha on the Prus of Chitin versus a Shalem of Seirin, because Shalem of Seirin is a much lower grade bread, even though it's Shalem. This is a Machloikas Tanoim. It's not so posh. You're saying, Kuli Alma, it's a Machloikas Tanoim if Shalem gets pushed away if it's in a lower grade, or no, Shalem has its Maile even if it's a lower grade. Zog the Mogul, what's a Machloikas Tanoim? Tormin, Botzel, Cotton, Shalem. You give a Koyan Truma from a small onion. If you have a small onion, as long as it's a Shalem, even though it's smaller, Avaloi, Chatzi, Botzel, Godel. Meaning, but you don't give him a half onion, even though the half onion is much larger, because the half is coming from a much larger onion. That's Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Loi, Loi Ki Elo, Chatzi, Botzel, Godel. There's a mila of giving him the larger onion, even though it's a half onion, because it's larger. So we see that what? Maila Bahokamifagi. My Savar, Reb Yudit, it says that you give the larger one, even though it's a half. Savar Choshuv Odif. There's a Maila of Choshuv, meaning over Sholem. Here we're comparing this half onion larger, like the Chitin. It's much more Choshuv, it's larger. Larger is better, bigger is better. So because it's larger, so the Kohen rather have a half onion that's large, which is like Chitin, versus a Sholem, which is small. So Chitin, which is Sholem, which not Sholem, but Chitin, which happens to be Prusos, is better than a Sholem of Besairin, because you rather have something which is more Choshev, Choshev Odif. So the larger onion, even though it's a half onion, is better than a full onion small. So Chitin Prus, like Chitin Prusos, it's better than Besairin Sholem. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Umar, Mashen Gitana Kama, that holds that what? That Sova Sholem Odif, that there's a mile of giving the Sholem, giving the small onion. It's better to give a small onion, even though it's not as Choshev, but it's because it's small, but Lemais is Sholem. So likewise, Seirin, barley bread, if it's Sholem, it's better than Chitin Dada Prusos. So we see clearly, Machlokes Tanoim, even Chitin Prusos versus Seirin Sholem, is it better to give Choshev, which is a larger onion, which would mean chitin, or is it better to give sholem, which would mean the smaller onion, and it's a complete onion? Zog the Gemara, there's no raya. You can't compare the case of truma, this botzel, to the case of chitin by pass. Zog the Gemara, no. Heicha, the ika, koihen. When the koin is in front of us, and you give him the truma right away, he's here, so you don't have to store it. So then, kula amala plig the choshev odiv. Everyone agrees to give the larger onion, even though it's a half onion, because he's in front of us, so it's not going to spoil. You don't have to store it and wait till you find him. So of course it's more important to give the choshev onion, which is the larger one. Keep pligi, what's the machloikas tanoim? The leka koin. There is no koin right now. So now the question is, the Yisrael has to be matznia, this half onion or this whole onion. So Tanakama holds that it's better to give him the sholem because it will less chance of getting spoiled. A full onion doesn't get spoiled. You have to matznia it. So give him the smaller onion, less choshev, but it's a sholem. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you give him the larger onion, and even though you have to store it, but lemaisa choshev is odif. But this is not negeya to the machlokes by chitin. This is specifically when it comes to be matznia for a koyin, do you look at giving him something which is larger, more choshev, but it has to be put into storage, so maybe it's not so good, it'll more chance it gets spoiled, or is it better to give him something which is less choshev, but you know it will last longer since you're putting it in storage till you find the koyin? But Tanakama only says this svara to give him the less choshev because of the question of getting it spoiled. But he agrees by chitin that of course you give him the more choshev, which is the chitin. So it's not negay the machloikas that we have by truma to the machloikas of chitin prusos versus seirim shleimim. Zok the Gemara, raya that this is the Yisrael Machlokes of the Entrumas. Why? The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah Entrumas Vashteit, Kol Mokem Sheish Koyein, if you have a coin that's available, Toyrim in Ayofa, then you give him the better Paris. However, Kol Mokem Sheein Koyein, when the coin is not available, so Toyrim in a Miskayim, then you give the fruit that's going to last longer, something that's going to remain longer. So that's what the Rebbe Yehuda Svara is, that Tanakama says you give him in a Miskayim, which means you give him the Sholem, even though it's not as Choshev. And Rabbi Yehuda argues on this. No, even when a coin is not mezumen, even if you have to be matznia, it's still better to give him the more choshev one, even though it might be miskalko quicker.
Ein toirem elamin ayofa. You give the yofa. So it's a new machloikas. By Truma it says that you have to give him michelba mimenu. You have to give him the best. So the question is, what's called best? Is best something which is more chashev, larger, that's a beauty svara, even though sakim miskayim, or best connotes, best means something that's going to last longer. So you give him the smaller one. So it's yisaris machloikas, specifically in Trumas, what's the taich min achelboy, min ayofa, that you give him chelboy mimenu? Do you give chelboy, which means best means something that is more chashev be'etzimim, even though it lasts less of a time because it's open, it's a half a big onion? Or is chelboy mean the best means something that lasts longer? That's the qualification in best. And that's machlokes specifically Rabbeinu Rabbanan over there in Trumas, but has no shaychas to the question of chitim prusois and tzoirin shleimim.
Zog the Gemara weiter, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok v'yorei shamayim. Someone who's a yorei shamayim, meaning back to the sugi that we had when you have titin and shleimin. What do you make the bracha on? Do you make the bracha on the sholem? Or do you make the bracha on the ptitin? Because it's more chaviv. What overrides what? Chavivus, ptitin, or shleimin? Zog the mother of the Yerushalayim is yoytzi de shneim. Meaning, we said before, Rav Huna made a bracha on the ptitim, Rabbi Yochanan said he made a bracha on the shleimin, so the Yerushalayim is able to mekayim both Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. How? Zog the mother, who is this first of all? Umanu, who's this Yerushalayim to mekayim shneim? Ma'abre de Ravina. The Ma'abre de Ravina, when he brought in prusim and shleimin, meniach Prusa b'tech shleima, used to take the prusa and place it under the sholem. So like this, he's holding both of them. So Mela, when he makes the bracha, he's b'tzea from both of them. Or at least he's b'tzea from the sholem, but the fact that the prusa is not being b'tzea from it, it's not nicker. The bracha looks like he's b'tzea from both. So Mela's yoytzi shteyem, he's saying, sign the bracha, sign the sholem, sign the prusa, and Mela, you're mekayim both. Zog demar, toni tanik, amed rab nachem by Yitzchok. Meniach prusa b'tech shleima, b'tzea, You place the prusa betoich within the shleima, under it or below it or within it, and that's how you make the bracha on both. Omalei ma shimcha, what's your name? Omalei shalmoin. Omalei shalom ata v'shleima mishnoscha. Peace to be upon you and your mishnah is shalem. Shesamta shalom ben atamidim, meaning you're able to coincide and make both days be in the sky in both shitas. Side a shita of pusos, side a shita of shleimos. You're able to make a bracha on both. You made shalom ben atamidim. Zog the Gemara digresses now into matzah. Omer ha-popa hakol moedim, meaning even though we had the b'yechon shita that said that you make the bracha on the sholem that patas the ptitim, but when it comes to matzah, there's a din of lechamoni. The Pesach, that everyone agrees that what? Shemeniach prusa b'tech shleimo b'tzea, that you take the prusa, the matzah prusa, after you cut it off your koyman, and you put it into the shleimo. Meaning, because you have to make a bracha davkan prusais when it comes to Pesach. My timer, what's the reason? Because lechem oini ksiv. And by matzah, it's lechem oini ma oni beprusa av ata beprusa. The derech of oni is to eat beprusa. He doesn't have shleimim. So Mela over here, everyone agrees that the ikka b'tzia has to be on the lechem oini. Now the goyin taka holds that on Pesach you have two matzahs, not like the regular ka'ara of three matzahs. Like this, when you have one cup for afikoyimim, you bedavka do not have lechem mishnah. Because like the Rambam says, ma'oni bepusa after bepusa, do not have lechem mishnah on Pesach. When you make that moitzi, you have one and a half matzahs. You don't have two. And those that feel like the goyin, on Pesach, they have two matzahs, not to have lechem oini. The velt that has three, so it's taka, that you're making bracha on shleimus, at the end of the day you have lechem mishnah, but you also have the pusa there too, so it's considered a kiyam din of ma'oni bepusa after bepusa. But according to the goyin, it's literally, it's pshat is you don't have lechem mishnah, and that overrides the din of shleimus on yontif that you usually have lechem mishnah because the din of Pesach of lechem oini. Zok teis on the bottom. That's the teis discusses. Zok teis hakol moed me Pesach shemeniach prusa b'tech shleimo b'tzeah ma'itam lechem oini ksiv mishum ksiv lechem oini meniach prusa tachas shleimo. You take the prusa under the shalem v'nira k'b'tzeah l'prusa, and it looks like a b'tzeah on the prusa, so it looks like it's lechem oini dikadin. But the real tzi is really on the sholem. And on a prusa you make the bracha of alachilas matzah. The korchim v'oichlin mishteim yachad, and you make the achila on both together. Kadesh nira kibetzea ala prusa, so it looks like kibetzea on the prusa. And according to the goyin, you have one and a half matzah in your hand. You make hamoitzi lechem in oretz on one and a half.
taka on a prusa, on not lecha mishnah, and then you give everyone a piece from that, and then you make alachilas matzah together from the prusa and from the achilas and from the moitzi lechem roitz together. So Tosfos v'chein aminik, aval ein lasis hamoitzi v'gam alachilas matzah min haprusa. Do not make both on the etzim one piece of prusa. That would be reason not to do that. V'nirli da'av a brocha shal nanin. It's a birchas hananin. They ain't even calling chavilas chavilas. That's not called chavilas chavilas by birchas hananin. Because every time you make kiddush, you do two things. The kiddush mevachim kiddush and birchas hayayin. V'rabbi Menachem Ivina. So it's not a problem of chavilas chavilas. That's 2 days in Tosis. V'rabbi Menachem Ivina yirogel lasis hakol al haprusa. He did everything on the prusa. V'ein hashleim abo kiim bishvil lecha mishnah. V'ariyo yirogel levorich tchilas birchas hamoitzi al shteyen koydim shivtza. V'achar mevorich al achilas matza ubeitzeh mishtein. So these are all the different shittas where you do on Pesach. Everyone should follow their minig, versteht sich. But that's all mevur in this Tosis, the ways of doing the Ptzias HaPas on the Shlema, on the Prusa, and how you make the Hamoitzi and the Achilas Matzah and the Chavilas Chavilas part. If it is a problem or it's not a problem. Zog Dimol weiter. Omer Rebbe Abba. Ube Shabbos. Now we go to Shabbos. Till now we're talking about weekday. Stam, Shlema, Prusois. We talked about Pesach, Lechem Oynikziv. Now the Gemara says, what about Shabbos? We brought Shabbos, Lechem Mishnah. Zog the Gemara now, Omer Rebbe Abi, Ube Shabbos, Chayv Odom Liftsoya, Al Shtei Kikorois. On Shabbos you have to have Lechem Mishnah, Tu Kikoros Shlemes. My timer, Lechem Mishnah Ksiv. It says by the Mon, that on day numbers on Friday, the Mon fell twice, two portions, in order to have on Shabbos, not to go out again, in order to have Lechem Mishnah. So that's why we have Lechem Mishnah on the Sudas and Shabbos. Zok the Gemara, Omer Rav Ashi, Chazinen el Rav Kahana. I saw Rav Kahana, the Nokatati, Hitaka had both of them in his hand when he made the Brocha, Ubotza Chado, and he only cut one of the loaves, one of the breads. He didn't cut both of them. Meaning, the Din Lechem Mishnah, you're Mekayim with the Brocha, and not with the Maisa Ptzialein. That was Rav Kahana Shita. Zog the Gemara, Reb Zera have a botza akula shirusa. Reb Zera, so there's a machlokes rishonim here. Rashi learns botza akula shirusa means that he cut a piece that was large enough, not a small little slice, he cut a large piece that would be enough, suffice him for the whole Suda. The Kvoda Shabbos, the piece that he cut is a large piece. The Rashba learns that no, he argues in Rav Kahana in the Maisa Ptzia, not that you cut one bilkula, have a botza akula shirusa, that as covered of Lechem Mishnah, you're supposed to cut both. If the din of Lechem Mishnah, the din of Lechem Mishnah is not just on the bracha, it's on the Maisa Ptzia. The Ptzia Sabas has to be both. And that's what the Goyim Taka Paskins, that you taka cut both Lechem Mishnahs when you have two chalas, you have two chalas on Shabbos, you have to cut both. Now the Gemara is a kasha. Omele Ravin and Ravashi, v'kom ischazik Rabas Nusa, meaning according to both ways of understanding, side Rashi and side Rashba. According to Rashi, if you're cutting a big slice, it looks like you're starving. You're Rabas Nusa, someone that like he's a fressing, so to speak. That doesn't look proper. Rabas Nusa, he's starving. Why is such a big piece? And according to the Rashba, that you cut both kikolas, it also looks like Rabas Nusa. What are you cutting two full kolas if you only don't need that much? Omar. So he told him, since I don't do this every day, just on Shabbos I do this, either a big piece or cutting both. So, since I do it specifically today, so it's clearly I'm not a Ravas Nusa, but Raya, I'm doing it on Kvoid Shabbos. Zog di Gemara. Now, interesting to note that some have a minig by the Rebbes, by a Tish, they take Yud Beis Chalas. And they betzei on 12 chalas of pikabola based on a zoyar. So this zoyar says that you have yud based chalas on Shabbos. So every suda they have 12 chalas. So it's brought down, I think it's in the Maisarav, that the Goyin said that it's a mistake in the zoyar. It was really a Rosh Tevis. It said the word yud based ches. So yud based ches, they understood it to mean yud based chalas. You betzei on Shabbos, yud based ches. So yud based ches means yud based chalas. Zog the Goyin, no. What yud based ches stood for is really yud based chatzoyin. That means over Shabbos, the course of three meals, you have 12 halves. Meaning, since the first Suda, you have two chalas, Lecha Mishnah. If you cut both chalas, like the Rashba says, Akula Shirusa, they're going passing like that. So that means the first Suda, how many halves do you have?
four halves. If two full lecha mishnas, you cut it to half, so you end up with four halves. The second suda, you have two loaves, you cut them both, so then you have another four halves, that's eight. The third suda, you have two loaves, you cut them in half, you have 12. So when the Rizoya says that on Shabbos, your betzea, yud beis ches, it means yud beis chatzoyin, not yud beis chalas. Yud beis chatzoyin, by cutting both kikoris, you'll end up with 12 halves, and not the pshat, yud beis chalas, to cut 12 chalas. Zog the Gemara. The last Gemara, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, kave misrami l'rifte de'eruva. When Rav Ami, Rav Asi came across a bread that was used for an Erev Chatzeres, that they used before Shabbos to be Ma'arev in the Chotzer. So they took that bread, Mevorchen alei ha-moitzlachem in Oretz. They specifically used that bread to make a brach of ha-moitzlachem in Oretz. And Amrin, they said, Hoyl v'savet be mitzvah chado, since it was already a mitzvah done with this bread, the mitzvah of Erev, so navet be mitzvah achita, let's do another mitzvah with it. And that's takad halacha. You're not allowed to eat the Erev Chatzeres bread before Shabbos, before the onset of Shabbos, but then it's not chal the Erev. It has to be chal. Once it's Shaka Chama, then it's Shabbos. So theoretically, you can eat it Friday night, Suda too. But we wait till eat it to Shal Shudas. And the reason being is, once you did a mitzvah with this bread, you want to do another mitzvah with it, and you eat the bread. We have a minhag for Erev Chatzeres to use matzahs, so you won't have to place a new Erev Chatzeres every week. But if you taki eat it, you have to place a new one the week after. But if you have matzah, you can leave the box the whole year. But be a soidoy, to do a mitzvah, and something that a mitzvah was already done, is we do other times in Allah is brought down, and some have a minhag to burn the chametz with the lulav. Why the lulav? Because the mitzvah was done with the tilas lulav, so they're using that for the mitzvah of tashbisu, of burning the chametz, the mitzvah of tashbisu. So there also, he made hamoitzi on Shabbos, not on before Shabbos, because then you lose the Erev, but he made hamoitzi on Shabbos on the bread that was specifically used for Erev Chatzeres, hoivis abed be'mitzvah chada, na be'mitzvah achita. Okay, we'll stop over here at the bottom of Lametes Omid Beis.